Now, everything seemed fine until early September, when we discovered that something was amiss. The Tightrope Podcast had inexplicably disappeared from the web and social media. What happened? I'm Dan Smolin, today bringing you a completely different podcast episode. This week, there are no guests. It's just me. 1 week ago today, the universe hit me with a blunt force. I made an unbelievable discovery that turned my world and my podcast upside down. But before I share with you what happened, here's a little backstory. The Tightrope Podcast enjoyed a phenomenal spring and summer of 2020. We quite successfully grew our audience and reached out to a lot of prospective listeners who were eager for our insight and inspiration to help people like them to connect in a future of work doing meaningful work. Now, everything seemed fine until early September, when we discovered that something was amiss. The Tightrope Podcast had inexplicably disappeared from the web and social media. What happened? Our concern for our listener metrics grew when we discovered that, during September 2020, podcast listenership across the U.S. had actually grown considerably. We were not riding that September podcast tidal wave. We were beneath it. Which takes us to 1 week ago today, when the reason for our reversal of fortune became crystal clear. In the late spring of 2020, well-known academic and social commentator Dr. Cornel West launched his podcast, which he calls The Tightrope. And by September, Dr. West leveraged his very large audience on social media, which is in excess of 750,000 people, to promote his new podcast. He also invested in paid social media to drive listenership. When that happened, our first-time listeners, who I asked to subscribe to my podcast called The Tightrope Podcast, were pointed to Dr. West's podcast instead. My discovery was a severe gut punch. I had worked over 4 years to promote The Tightrope Podcast, and suddenly, all my hard work and effort seemed to go for naught. If you've ever experienced a painful loss, then you are likely to have experienced several stages of grief. In her seminal work of Death and Dying, the late Elizabeth Kubler-Ross famously described 5 stages of grief. They are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. A grieving person may experience these stages over many months or years. I seem to experience them all at once, and I knew I had no luxury of time to grieve any longer. About 20 minutes into my profound discovery, I fully reached acceptance and pivoted immediately to a course of action. I knew I had 2 ways to mitigate the sudden and negative impact on my podcast's brand. I could try to spend my way to relevance through the investment of thousands of dollars of paid advertising on the web and social media, or I could just stage a rebrand. You, my audience, are smart, and I know you have come to the conclusion that I came to. I chose to rebrand my podcast. We know from our research that many people find this podcast by Googling Dan Smolin's podcast. That is because I have earned a good reputation as a thought leader in the future of work and meaningful work. Thus, the new brand has emerged quite organically, and now we pivot to a new name, the Dan Smolin Podcast. That settled, I immediately reached out to our intrepid graphic designer and visual storyteller, Michael Brandt, to render the new podcast cover art or button design. His new design incorporates the brilliant Explorer with a Spyglass visual that he created for us last year and is shown throughout social media and on our dansmolin.com website. It visually communicates how we can explore a beautiful future of work doing meaningful work. That podcast button debuts across our many channels today. Looking back at the past week, I fully accept that the pivot to the Dan Smolin podcast was inevitable. Our new name seamlessly aligns the podcast to our mission and helps me to extend my hard-earned thought leadership in the future of work to thousands of people who seek to do work that is profound, protects the planet, empowers people and communities, and is fun to do, meaningful work. If you've been one of our podcast subscribers for a short period of time or throughout the past 4 years, I say thank you for your continued support and listenership. The future is going to be interesting, and our mission remains to help you thrive in a chaotic but wonderfully opportunistic work environment. With new episodes coming soon, we will dig deep into real-time issues that affect you and the work that you do, including thorough discussions on topics like hybrid work. We will continue to host notable thought leaders in business, academia, and public service to turn sudden change and adversity at work into truly meaningful and wonderful experiences. So, my friends, let me add this. The tightrope walk was a lot of fun, but its utility has ended. Now, as the Dan Smolin podcast, we will experience the real-time reimagination of the work that we currently do and the work that we hope to do in the future. We hold no grudges and wish Dr. Cornell West and his production team the very best of luck with their new podcast. The stories that our guests tell and the insights that they provide will inspire us all to connect with work and experiences that stoke our passions and make the world a better place. For the future of work is meaningful work. Links to our social media are provided in the show notes for this episode at dansmolin.com. Please join us again for more inspiring stories from people who are real-time reimagining the work that we do and hope to do. You can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts by keywording the Dan Smolin Podcast, or listen to current and past episodes on our website at dansmolin.com. I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. Thank you for joining us on an amazing journey to the future of work doing meaningful work. And do remember this, our best days lie ahead. Let's connect again next week.